To Nevada Newsmakers on the program today, we're going to take a look at politics from the distant past and into the future. Oh my, Paulino says the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Truckee Meadows Community College political science professor Fred Locken.
And we'll have him for the whole show right here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome the program Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. I kind of wanted to take this time of the year to sort of look back on the election cycle that we've just been through and look ahead to election cycles that are coming forward, because there are things that in this last cycle, which is crazy. For example, the amount of private money from billionaires that was inserted into the campaigns but didn't get them anywhere. You know, if you were going to do a normal return on investment, and we'll use Sheldon Adelson of Las Vegas Sands, here's a man who invests, you know, $3-4 billion in a project in Macau or in Las Vegas and sees tremendous returns and tremendous growth. He got less than zero from $100 million that he invested.
It's the new normal, and you're right, it's a new level of insanity, and I think political pundits are really trying to make sense of this. Why? I mean, what's the return for investment? Why are people willing to pour this much money into it? They see it as high stakes. Obviously, they're willing to give personal fortunes to the cause, but it's endemic of the greater problem with our political system. It's gone to the edges. It's not about mainstream. We celebrate gridlock. We spend way too much money. We campaign way too long. It's all too negative. I don't think there are...
Hang on a second. I got to ask you this. Sure. Who's the we when you say we celebrate gridlock?
As a political system.
As a system, rather, but not as a population.
The collective we.
Yeah, we'll literally pull a brief history reference. I mean, in many ways, the founders in designing a system based on compromise and designing a bicameral structure literally intended not to be the most efficient government on the planet. They wanted thoughtful reconsideration sort of as a catalytic feature of government. we've taken it to all new levels by the 21st century, and the level of productivity that doesn't exist, the legislature not being the heart of our democracy, the individual personal power that has to be expended by executives and the courts to be able to, in fact, make the system function, are all indications of real problems with this republic. It's not working.
But, Fred, don't you think the reason that you have people willing to put that kind of money into a political system is because it actually matters, and maybe it matters a little too much who's elected and how that is going to hit a corporation's bottom line or their ability to turn a profit or their ability to just provide the services that they provide? I mean, don't you think that maybe the reason guys like Wynn and Adelson and the Koch brothers invest that kind of money is because it actually matters who's elected?
Well, and, you know, frankly, they at least believe that. And as long as they keep believing that, they'll keep doing it. But we are a society, as a democracy, I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, possibly even here, especially during the holiday season, but we are an elitist society in government structure. We are not the democracy we profess ourselves to be. There was a study that was conducted a few years ago that asked the question about, you know, wealth in this country, historically and contemporary, and it determined that in 1790, 3% of the population controlled 95% of the wealth, and we would have expected that of 18th century America. But the simple reality by the 1990s is that 5% controlled 95% of the wealth. Especially national government and increasingly state government is really about the ability to buy influence, and you know, we just see it being expressed in our election process as well.
Okay, but I guess coming back to my original point is that for all the tens of millions of dollars that, and I'm talking specifically about these individuals, although many more gave, you know, $1 million or $500,000, the money is not being spent in a fashion that makes any sense. The idea that anybody would think that throwing horrendous commercials on the air, one after the other, doesn't matter how many times they're repeated during news programs and regular programmings, to the point where people hit the mute button.
Wait, you're upset about that? Isn't that how your bread's buttered, buddy?
You know something? I'm happy to accept, you know, funding that helps the program stay on the air. But I'm also concerned about the way that, you know, we're approaching the public as idiots, that the messages are so stupid, and the money that's being spent is not being spent in a smart way. Now, for example, and it wouldn't matter which party it was, I'm just saying that, for example, in Nevada, the Democrats over the last 8 years or so have spent a lot of money building a ground game in the state, building a state party organization, and one that stays in power not only during election cycles but outside of election cycles. The Republicans who spent the bulk of this money in this last election cycle did not invest in the ground game across the country, or even particularly in the state of Nevada, and had very few victories to show for it. So what I'm saying is isn't it time, Fred, for Republicans in particular to step back and say, okay, we saw what it was in 2012. We spent all this money, we matched the Dems dollar for dollar, but we really didn't get very far, except with a few cases, and Dean Heller being one of the cases where they did. But that was a 12,000 person vote that got him over the line. I mean, that really wasn't a huge number. Isn't it time for us to say, okay, you know, I'm Sheldon Adelson, I want to succeed with my Republican views. Maybe Steve Wynn and I should sit down and be friends on another topic here and invest in a state party here and in other battleground states. So when we come around to 2016, it's not just being handed off to the Democrats.
You're spot on. And I think the 2012 election has really shaken the tree. I mean, when you see Karl Rove and Dick Morris so far off mark, and the hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars that Koch brothers and everybody else have poured in, and you see absolutely no real change from 2008 and 2010. That has to be really the buzz internally. You know, the Democrats offer such a remarkable 21st century model. They invest in data. They literally have created a new science for the 21st century. The Republicans have the resources to do it, but they've been reluctant to move in that direction. They also are lagging in social media, which is the solution of the 21st century. But one of the funny things that strikes me, too, is as horrific as this campaign was, as negative as it was at every level, that we're not talking about reform. that there's no groundswell either from the citizenry or from within the party structures to really want to fix this, which suggests that there's like a codependency on this current structure that will take us forward to 2014 and beyond.
Let's get to that. We'll take a break. More with Fred Locken when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He's the professor of political science with Truckee Meadows Community College. I want to continue this conversation about the election cycle, how much money was spent. You know, one of the things, and you were saying at the end of the last segment, that there seems to be no desire to reform the system. And may I offer a couple of reasons why? Now, for example, Karl Rove is known as the architect of President George W. Bush in terms of a lot of his policies. When he left office, he started a business. And that business was trying to get Republicans elected in Senate races and presidential races, et cetera. And he raised up hundreds of millions of dollars. And that money was spent by the advertising agencies that he controls. So if there was $100 million, right, that they spent approximately, out of that, there would be $15 million in commission alone. Okay, this is a business. This isn't a political philosophy. This is a profit-making business that Karl Rove runs based upon his name, his career. And at the end of the cycle, he was horribly wrong.
Very much so, which could cause some concern about that business model going forward. It is remarkable. And as we look at this whole process play out, we really have to deal with what I see as the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is the reality of where the Republican Party finds itself nationally and even within the state of Nevada. It has not responded well to the move to the 21st century strategies, and we could have separate discussions about how it has not appealed to the right demographics of a very changing America for the 21st century. This party has not positioned itself well and seems to make it from election to election. But we actually, within political science, talk about the Republican Party breaking up, disappearing, not being relevant. And even within the party, people like Rush Limbaugh are saying the exact same thing.
But we've heard that from Democrats, you know, when they've had some of the big systemic losses. I mean, we heard that in 2002. We heard that again in 2004. And, you know, in 2004, Harry Reid looked at the, you know, after, you know, Richard Zeiser, you know, he said, well, I'm sorry, after 1998, he said, I'm never going to lose like that again. He ran against Richard Zeiser, trounced him in 2004, but that was after firing the Democratic Party, putting a competent apparatus in place here. But let's talk about the election again. Mm-hmm. And one of the things where I think a lot of people miss the mark, and if you have any guidance on this, because I've been kind of racking my brain, Fred, the polling. We saw polling that was just way off the mark that showed the races being a lot closer than they were. Why were the polls so wrong this time?
Well, because they're now inherently wrong. I'm pretty smug about the election process because I called it for Channel 4 on the night of the election because they had to be wrong. Political opinion polling is now seriously flawed. It's still based on land-based lines. A third of Americans have given them up. So you're now literally writing off a third of the potential electorate to talk to. And then of the two-thirds that still have a landline, most of them screen the calls. So you're literally polling those who have a landline and answer the phone. Now, when they answer the phone, it's not because they want to be Joe Citizen and participate, but they've been sick and tired of the phone ringing off the hook at their supper hour. So I have had so many people tell me that they simply screw with the pollsters. They tell them anything they think they want them to hear or they think they want to hear. And how can you get good results from that?
All right, but let's
and it's been true for the last two election cycles.
All right, but let's talk about the dirty little secret, okay, because there's a couple of them here. One is that if you don't have a close race, there is no interest. If you don't have a close race, there is no money to be raised. You know, ask Mark Amadei how easy it is to raise money when you have such a strong Republican district. It's very, very difficult. So that's one thing there. So if the pollsters want to stay in business, they are going to have numbers that, you know, whether you like it or not, that are way too close for reality. And the other thing is that it's the same story with the media. The media is not going to cover a race that's over, so they want to see things where they're closer to. I mean, you can even go back as far as Reagan Mondale. Which pollster said that that it was going to be a blowout? Everybody was saying it's close, it's close, it's close. Reagan won 49 out of 50 states. I mean, that's the secret. It's not real.
Well, I celebrate your honesty because it clearly is a problem with cable news and the national media, too. It's not in the business to inform the public. It's in the business to sell soap, and the ratings go up when there's
Roger
a sensible Ailes, horse race.
Yeah, Roger Ailes says it's all about the ratings, and he's the man that heads up Fox News. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Lincoln, the new movie, and how that pertains to today. We'll be right back after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Every year, thousands are killed in car crashes caused by drunk drivers. But equally sad is the number of people left behind, the mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters whose lives are forever changed. Keep your family in mind this holiday season. Don't drink and drive.
It's okay to enjoy your holiday season. Just be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Give your keys to a designated driver. From the Sparks Tile and Stone family to yours, have a safe holiday season and a happy new year.
Hi, I'm Matthew Hull, and on behalf of our third-generation family-owned dealership, I'd like to invite you into Michael Hull Subaru for the Subaru Share the Love event. We have a complete lineup of 2013 Subarus, including Foresters, Legacies, Outbacks, Imprezas, and more. We're a Nevada company run by Nevadans, and with the new freeway, we're just 18 minutes from Reno. Come on down to the Subaru Share the Love event, going on now, and become part of the Michael Hull family. And remember, if you don't shop Michael Hull, you'll pay too much.
Yeah. Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the whiter, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low-payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Had the great pleasure last weekend of going to see the new Steven Spielberg movie about Lincoln, based on the book by Doris Kearns Goodwin in part. And it was fascinating for me to watch the discussions in the House of Representatives and how it looked more like British Parliament than it does today's House.
Well, things have changed. Although, you know, I struggle with Hollywood portrayals. I mean, this has been a very moving film and has had real impact. I mean, I'm sure it was timed for that reason by Spielberg, because it's had special showings now to members of the House, to members of the Senate.
Oh, Harry Reid screened it at the Senate and then went to the movies himself. Yeah. He said, "It's how I do my job."
Ooh, well, there we go. And, you know, certainly a message to send to everyone that we can work together. But as a country, we've been pretty combative.
Well, hang on a second. It wasn't a message about how we can work together. It was a message about, well, they're lame dogs. What kind of jobs can we get them to vote for what we want them to vote for?
Exactly, the politics. But, you know, things worked out. Leadership produced results under Lincoln, and it's very difficult in this day and age to have the same kind of result.
Yeah, but after he was gone and after the Civil War, I mean, you had a huge leadership vacuum, really, for the next, you know, probably 20 years. You had, you know, Reconstruction, radical Republicans taking over. Not a lot was getting done. We've always been a nation that has had political disagreements, that's had ugly campaigns, really starting in the campaign John Adams versus Thomas Jefferson in the year 1800. I mean, it's part of American history that politics is vile and nasty and not pretty. But that's the system that we have. Unfortunately, we used to fix things back then. I don't know, with the media that we do and how they cover anything, that you can really fix things. Do you think the media has had that kind of impact?
Well, a lot of things have had that kind of impact. I mean, the nature of who we now elect is no longer the best and the brightest either. I mean, we had true leaders in Calhoun and Clay, and we certainly don't see that in the legislature in this day and age. The best and brightest avoid politics in America, and that's clearly been one of our endemic problems.
And we have
problems.
Some. I mean, I think you can say that we
would
do
argue
have
with
some
that.
People that that are, you know, very... you know, very competent in thinking of policy people. I mean, I can look, you know, at the state of Nevada to people like, you know, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, our incoming speaker. I can look at our Governor Brian Sandoval and say, you know what, these are reasonable people who look at how the public policy is going to impact people.
And I think that this legislative session is already starting to look like maybe a very, very productive session with leadership on both sides coming together on issues and wanting to bring things like looking at taxes right off the bat. I think we're seeing a new breed. And I think that there's an irritation. I know in a couple of interviews with State Senator Ben Kiekhefer, when we've talked about institutional knowledge, and while he agrees that a lot of institutional knowledge is gone, he feels that there's a challenge to him to make sure that he is up to speed and he understands so that he can move forward and take over. This is not a new breed of idiots that we have at the legislature. In fact, to be honest with you, I'm pretty excited about the people we have there.
Well, and that's encouraging, and I think we'd also recognize that it really begins in the governor's office, given the power of the governor in the state of Nevada. We came from such a destructive era under Jim Gibbons. Clearly...
What?
We
when did that
happen?
We're
seeing a good rapprochement from Governor Sandoval to emphasize that it should be less about the politics and more about what's in the best interest of Nevada. That tends to bring out the best in people. You know, when they're kind of backed into the corners, they literally show a different side that seems to be the destructiveness that we so hate. But at the national level, I can sort of understand the interest in Lincoln because, again, another raucous period, but you can find middle ground even in this chaos. And we seemingly have so given given up hope at the national level. We have to be optimistic that the fiscal cliff is addressed, by the airing of this program. I suspect we will have an agreement in place. And that is encouraging. It suggests that we can move to a more positive. It wasn't the Armageddon that was portrayed in the November 6th election, that Democrats and Republicans can find middle ground even in this day and age.
Do you think our current president, I mean, I look at some of the things he's done in the, past weeks, going to Michigan and, rebuking the governor and the legislature there for passing a right-to-work bill. Do you think those kind of things, when a president of the United States is going and criticizing a state for passing a piece of legislation, do you think that's beneath the presidency? Is that really what Americans want from our commander-in-chief?
Well, again, we would say historically they've always done that because they play many roles, one of which is a party leader, and they play the party politics. We take that for granted. So it's unfortunate, the timing especially, but he felt he had to make that trip, I guess.
Well, it's going to be interesting as we go forward, and it's fascinating that 5 minutes after the election, we're already well into the election of 2016, and it looks like the Democrats likely have a candidate already. Do the Republicans get smarter this time around and not have nine people on a stage talking nonsense to give the Democrats all the ammunition they need? Or do they coalesce behind one person? And if so, who will be that person? All topics for next year.
Amen.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
An evening in front of the fire can be so relaxing, but dangerous creosote buildup can cause a chimney fire. Help protect your home with CSL, the creosote sweeping log. It helps clean your chimney while it burns. Inside your chimney walls, there's a constant buildup of flammable tar and creosote. The active minerals in CSL will reduce those dangerous creosote deposits, making your next fire safer. It's so easy. Burn just once every 60 fires. CSL, the creosote sweeping log.
Available at Walmart, Smith's, Lowe's, and Kmart.
Welcome to Toyotathon, biggest sales event of the year. I'm Jan.
I hear now's a great time to get a truck.
Well, it is. We have two very rugged and dependable trucks.
Well, I need one that can handle my boat.
The Tundra towed the Shuttle Endeavor weighing about 300,000 pounds. What's your boat weigh?
Right now, get great deals on tough Toyota trucks, like 0% APR for 60 months on Tundra or $4,500 cash back on a new 2012 Tundra Crewmax. Toyotathon is on, the one event you don't want to miss.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows their own trees, they can sell directly to you. That means big savings. Ferguson offers Noble, Douglas, and Nordman firs, plus silver tips of all sizes at the lowest prices in town. Ferguson has standing trees as low as $19.95. Mention this ad and get any tree up to 8 feet for $29.99. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, located next to Jiffy Lube at 6050 South Virginia in Reno.
The holiday season can be stressful. How do you balance all your regular bills with the added expense of the holidays? Dollar Loan Center is here to help you through the season. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, no checking account required. In person at one of our 75 locations or get funded online at don'tbebroke.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.
Thanks for watching. And-